Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in or you've still been listening, it's the bad news this afternoon. We got word from the LA County Registrar of Voters. That's Dean Logan is his name. His office has rejected the effort to put on the ballot a recall vote on the LA County District Attorney George Gascon. They rejected 195,000 signatures out of about 715,000 submitted. So it comes up short of the 567,000 that they had to have verified.
They only got 520. So it's close, but not enough at the moment.
And the number one rejected reason was the people were not registered to vote. The name, whatever. So by far above, you know, rejected signatures, like the signatures don't match what's on the rolls. It was more just the person wasn't even
registered. Do the signature gatherers ask that when a person approaches to sign?
Usually that's what they're yelling. When I walk out of the stores, I can hear them saying, "Well, you're a registered voter."
Do people know what that means?
Wow. We're really getting down to dumb now, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's much of the public. I mean, if you're told you have to be registered and you sign it anyway, yeah, you are talking pretty dumb.
I mean, they did reject people who were registered in a different county, and that I saw coming because people got fired up over this story. And what can I do? Oh, I can sign a petition. Yeah, but
they might not know.
And the other thing about it was, remember, you could download it off the website, so that means anybody in the whole world could get a petition and send it in, right? They wouldn't even be asked if they're a registered voter.
Well, that's why the pre-vetting on the part of the recall organization was so important.
Right.
All right, we'll get more on that later.
Yeah, crime is what we're talking about. And with this DA, it's not good for at least another couple of years, unless we talked to Steve Cooley earlier in the show, and they're going to meet and see what they can do as far as some sort of legal challenge to this decision. But it's all about crime. So we're going to talk now to a Hollywood restaurant owner who took action. Apparently, a guy came into his restaurant, punched an old man, looked like he was going to rob him, ran off, and our guest tracked him down, tackled him, and held him.
Tim Ratcliffe is his name. Let's get Tim on. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
We're fine. We're fine. What's the name of the restaurant?
Well, the name of the restaurant is Shin. It's located in Hollywood. Great Japanese restaurant that I've had for the last 8 years.
So you own the restaurant?
I do.
And this looks like a daytime thing. When did this happen?
This was the middle of the afternoon, right around a little after 3:30. There was a homeless guy that we actually knew from the area. His name is Michael. He's been around here for a couple months, and he always asked for water or some food, which, you know, the pizza place and I were always glad to help out where we can. I'm one of those people that I go up to people and just talk to them and see what's going on, just make sure everything's okay, because I don't want people loitering, because it's a good area and I want to keep it that way. But this particular time, he sat down, looked like he was just trying to get some shade, and the gentleman was in his 70s, just paid his bill, went over there, sucker punched him in the face, knocked him over, took his wallet, took his cell phone, and started running away. And I just hopped up, ran after him, because I saw it happen right in front of my face. It was like in slow motion. And then ran over. As I rounded the corner, he hit me in the face, which was a pretty good one. Then I tackled him and held him down there for 10 or 11 minutes until the police came, and then they took care of business from there.
You didn't really think about this. You just went into action, huh?
No. It was no thought process whatsoever. It was split second. I jumped up, and I was having lunch with my girlfriend, went ran over there, and my girlfriend was there to help out and grab the phone and the wallet and gave it back to the guy. And I had just made it to the bank, so I had a whole bunch of money spilling out in the middle of the street on Hollywood Boulevard. So she's helping pick that up. That was an interesting situation. And I was glad she was here to help.
You tackled him. Did you hold on to him, hold him on the ground for 10 minutes?
Yep, I did for a little over 10 minutes.
What was that like?
That was actually a lot of adrenaline is the right way to say it, and just holding him there. The next day is really where I felt it. It felt like I had done a huge workout, and my chest was truly feeling it.
Did you say this was a homeless man?
Yes, he was a homeless man that that attacked one of the patrons that was eating that lunch at the pizza place.
And did you say, though, you're familiar with him? You've seen him before and talked to him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, multiple times. He probably five times a week he will come and ask for water or for something to eat between me and the pizza place. And, you know, we're the type of people that if someone's in need, we're there to help. But, you know, we don't want people loitering. So what I do is I talk to them and say, hey, no problem. I'm going to get you this. But, you know, eat your meal, do what you need to do. And then, you know, please don't hang around here because we have an establishment that it's a business. And we want to keep that good looking area, especially here in Hollywood.
While you were holding him.
Are awesome.
While you were holding him for 10 minutes, did you talk to each other?
Actually, we did. The first thing he said, he was sorry. He really didn't mean to do it. And if I could just let him go. And I told him, I said, sorry, buddy, you crossed the line this time. At some point he was trying to bite me too. That's why my girlfriend ended up having to kick him just to stop him from biting me so that we could stop it. Yeah, we sat there for the whole time and just kind of little chit chatting, and to the point where it's like, I was kind of sad to the point where I was like, guy, I just don't understand why you had to do this. You know, we've been here for months with you and never had anything like this happen. And I'm assuming there was drugs involved because he didn't look like he was doing the best, but it's sad that some people get to the point where they're so desperate that this has to happen.
10 minutes seems like a long time for the police to show up.
To hold somebody down. Yeah.
Yeah. It was. It was the first thing that showed up was actually the fire department. And the first thing they did, just checking on me and make sure I was okay, still holding him while the police arrived. And then when the police got there, when I got off of him, I literally was wobbly. It was kind of interesting. I did not expect that because it was just a lot of energy that I was exerting just to keep him in the same spot.
I may be wrong, but it looks like you had a size advantage. Am I right?
I did have a little size advantage. He was probably, I'd say, 60% of what I am.
How's the old guy doing, the elderly man?
So I found out from the district attorney that he's doing okay. He was just bruised up real bad. I get to see him tomorrow. We're going to court in the morning. So I'll get to find out more of how he's doing. But when I found out on Saturday that he was doing okay and just bruised up.
What do you think of the way things are going in Los Angeles? Because you're dealing with it every day.
Question. It is. It's the easiest way for me to explain it is a roller coaster. You don't know what day you're going to go up on that roller coaster. You don't know what day you're going to go down right now. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, additional police units in this area. I actually was lucky. I got to meet Mitch O'Farrell earlier today, and we talked about it because he signed a new thing giving overtime and 200 additional officers for this area. And then my question literally is, well, I understand that you've done that, but why can't we actually make that happen? Because the police department still hasn't put boots on the ground. So although, yes, it's great to sign stuff, but having to wait weeks and weeks and weeks for stuff to get implemented is the frustration. So he told me that they're working on that, and they're literally trying to get those boots on the ground here in a couple of days. So they're trying. So
what about finally forcing the people off the streets so this can't happen anymore?
So the problem I see is that we already have some rules about that, where there are some people that are going to be homeless, and I don't know what the solution is, because there needs to be some support. You know, that we allow that, or the way the rules are, they say you can have a tent go up, you know, an hour before sunset, and you're supposed to take it down by the time the sun, you know, comes up or so, which never happens. The homeless people, they'll go into parks, and they overrun the parks. And actually, we talked about that today, and he said that by the end of this month, they have a new ordinance that they're signing in that will make it illegal for them to even put up a tent, so the police department will be able to take more action. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Yeah, what do you think your bigger problem is, homeless or just outright criminals coming and robbing people?
Honestly, outright criminals. There are homeless here, and there's a lot of outreach, which I've been really active in trying to get information to people that are wanting it. There are some homeless that don't want it, which is sad, but there's some people that they're just down on their luck, and they're trying to figure out the next step. So that's where it's more of what can we do for an outreach. There are, unfortunately, especially Hollywood, because it's more of a targeted area is the right way to say it. There's people that will just come to this area just to do things that are bad. And that's the part where it's frustrating to business owners in this area. I'm in contact with every business owner in this corner or in this area here, and it happens all too often.
I mean Hollywood Boulevard around Highland is just an outdoor psycho ward.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
I agree with you.
I mean, that can't stay this way. That it's horrible. And that's what all the tourists see.
And what I don't understand is, if they're going to have extra boots on the ground, why don't they just have literally officers standing or walking the beat, so to speak, the way it used to be? Having an officers in cars driving around is one thing, but when you're talking the busiest tourist destination on the planet, I think we should have a little bit more visually, something that's there, and it would probably prevent some of the stuff from going on.
All right, Tim, and you realize... Good work. The way things are going in the criminal justice system, this attacker may not be held for very long.
I know. I'm going to find out more tomorrow on that one. The charge that he has a maximum of 7 years for each of the charges, and there's three charges. But I still feel like even if he gets charged for it, he's going to be out in, a year or less.
I'd be shocked
if
he gets...
Back in front of your restaurant in a day or two.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he got seven days.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
Tim Radcliffe, thanks for talking to us.
Good. Absolutely, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
He's the owner of the Hollywood Shin restaurant, and he went into action when a homeless guy came in and punched an older customer and took his wallet. Tim ran out there and tackled him and held him for the police, which took about 9 minutes before they got there and took him into custody. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, so the word came out early this afternoon that the recall effort against L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon has failed to get the required number of signatures to qualify it for a ballot vote. That came from the LA County Registrar's Office, led by Dean Logan, the LA County Registrar of Voters. The total signatures that were accepted, 520,000. The total necessary was nearly 567,000. So they came up about 47,000 signatures short of the required, even though they did submit over 715,000. So one thing that's mentioned in this story was that mass mailing blitz. Just before they were getting to the deadline, which I think was in, I don't even remember the months anymore, but I think it was in June. They had sent out the petitions to every LA County registered voter. And some thought that people might get confused and sign it and send it in, because there was a category of rejected signatures that was people who signed more than once. So that could have been a factor in this. But the number one category, as we've been telling you, was actually people who were not registered to vote. And that's kind of weird.
There are a lot of stupid people. And there are people who might not know whether they're registered or not.
I guess there's
people,
they don't even know if they're registered to vote. What do they even know about the LA County DA? That's not like voting for president.
I don't know.
That crowd usually like, oh, I'll vote for president. All I hear about is Biden versus Trump.
Gascon is so heavily in the news. Really, an unusual amount of news coverage is spent on Gascon. And maybe they've just associated Gascon with being a bad guy, and I want to do something about it.
Right.
And, you know, all of us registered to vote. If we've lived in California for a while, we know we're registered to vote. But, you know, I don't remember the day I registered to vote or the circumstances, exactly how that happened, because it was a long, long time ago. And maybe that's one of those things. Well, I think I registered. You know, maybe these people registered in another state, in another time.
They don't really know what it means. Because you can find out if you're registered to vote if you voted like in the 2020 election.
Right. I find that really high. I really find that high, and that's why I think there should be this should be done very meticulously with both sides in on it, not just some corrupt registrar like Dean Logan handling it, but I think Steve Cooley should have been on the other side vetting every signature, or there should be like an independent board looking at every signature. I don't trust the government when you're trying to remove one of their stars. They're going to naturally protect they're major players. Gascon's a major player in this progressive government in Los Angeles. They're not going to let go of him.
But they had 400 workers. What, do they go in there and tell them that the make is in here? Dump a bunch of these signatures?
Find a way to exclude them. Because you know it's a big mess after the fact. Once you've said, oh, it failed, it makes the headlines, it failed. Now, Cooley and Dennis Zine and the rest of them, they're really on defense here. Now you got to get attorneys. Now you got to get a judge. Now you got to, get legal arguments together. And it's really hard to unravel this because you got to prove stuff. It takes a while to do this, and you just lose momentum. You lose interest.
People that are associated with the campaign or otherwise strongly in favor of the recall should try to find out if their signature was accepted. I mean, I know I signed the petition. I don't think I can just call up and say, well, did you count me as a valid signature? What if I was told, no, we don't have you on the rolls, so we rejected you? That could start a whole firestorm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, again,
because I voted in like every election in the last 15 years, and I'm always on the roll.
That's why I bring up Dean Logan's 2018 scandal here in L.A. I mean, that's 118,000 people that were registered to vote that disappeared for the election. And it was a big race. It was a primary. Newsom was running for the first time, and 118,000. So who knows how many of those 88,000 listed here as being not registered are actually registered? I mean, it's a disaster. Nobody smart grows up wanting to work in the county registrar's office counting ballots of any kind. Nobody wants to do that. It's a default job when you're pretty much wiped out in life and you don't have any real interests or real intelligence or talents. So where do you end up? End up working in government in a cubicle, some paperwork processing, counting job. That's what you do. You think these people were meant for Google but missed? No, they were always on a trajectory to work. It's another version of the DMV.
So it seems likely we'll be stuck with George Gascon at least until, oh my God, January of 2025. Because next DA election isn't until November of 2024.
There's just going to be a lot more crime. There's going to be more cops being killed. There's going to be more people shot in their homes. More people run off the road and murdered. More break-ins and burglaries. More people attacked in the streets. That's what Gascon wants. They are fine. I'm telling you, the Gascon crowd is financed by people who want anarchy. They want to break down the United States. They think this is an illegitimate nation. It's capitalistic. It's racist. It's this. It's that. And so they want to break it down. and make everybody miserable. And they're doing a great job of it. They've got the money. They've got the power. They're financed by a lot of wealthy people. It's not an accident these things are happening here. It is not. No, this is not happening everywhere else. This is a
the
targeted
terrible cycle
attack.
We're in, which began in 2011 with AB 109, the prisoner dumping bill. This all started when Jerry Brown was governor, and decision by a judge that the prisons were too crowded. Now they've gone overboard. But they practically emptied the prisons.
But this was the master plan. This is what they talk about in their think tanks and at their universities and at their political conferences. They probably had a master 10-year, master 20-year plan. You do it step by step, and you wear people down, and you break them down. And the way you soften people for this is by calling them racist or not compassionate. And people are very weak and fragile psychologically. You start yelling at them some terrible epithet. Oh, you're a racist. Oh, you're cruel. You're not compassionate. People buckle real fast. And they have. And they want to be on the right side. They want to be on the cool side. It's a brilliant strategy, and it works. Of course, in a lot of states, people are intimidated by that. That's why you don't see this going on in all 50 states. You see it in certain areas.
All right, more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, well, we'll keep you posted on the big story this afternoon. The LA County Registrar of Voters says not enough signatures to qualify a recall vote on George Gascon as LA County District Attorney. So for now, the recall is rejected, but we're talking to the organizers to see what they're going to do to challenge this decision, and we'll let you know as soon as we find anything out. There was one listener, and it's just a listener story, who lives in Orange County, and he said that he saw them trolling for signatures for Gascon outside a Walmart in Anaheim. That would not be the right place to be if that's
right.
A true story.
So is that some kind of corrupt signature gathering operation there?
Just to give them signatures? And
well, I don't know how the whole business works, because you could hire signature gatherers, right? Like professional companies that do this. And do you get some scam companies and they go to Anaheim and they get a whole bunch of signatures? And how do they get paid? They get paid up front, or they get paid after the signatures are verified? And remember a few weeks ago, there was one signature verification company that was suing the recall organizers?
They're claiming they weren't paid.
Yeah. So I understand this, because that signatures out of Anaheim should have been thrown out immediately, right? As soon as that shows up in the mail, it's like, no, these are Anaheim people. Unless they were picking off. Now, do you have to sign it in the county you live in? Like, if you're an LA County registered voter, can you sign it in Anaheim? Was that what they were trying to do? I don't know.
All I'm saying is the chances of you finding LA County registered voters walking out of a Walmart in Anaheim are probably low. I don't know why you'd do that.
It seems like it's a waste of time. I mean,
it does.
It would get a low
yield.
There's
so many locations in L.A. County you can stand.
Plenty of Walmarts in L.A. County.
There's plenty of Walmarts. And I saw plenty of signature collectors at my Walmarts around me, so they were there. This story comes from a study, but it became a big one for the New York Times. Reporter Raymond Zong and John, I don't know if you looked at the interactive story on the New York Times website. It really is quite stunning to scroll through.
Oh, the storm?
The coming California megastorm. A different, quote, big one is approaching. Climate change is hastening its arrival. Now, it's an odd story when you look at it, because when I saw it on the front page of the actual printed paper yesterday, I'm like, we're being hit over the head with a drought. Now you're telling us we're going to drown?
Well, did you see the LA Times? They had a story about a megastorm coming too? Over the weekend?
It's from the same study. I think the study's out of UCLA, so both papers picked up on it and assigned a writer.
Yeah, I just found it
weird. It
is
a UCLA study, I think.
They really go for these frightening stories so they can continue pushing their global warming obsession.
Oh, listen to the way he writes this. According to new research, it will very likely take shape one winter in the Pacific near Hawaii. No one knows exactly when, but from the vast expanse of tropical air around the equator, atmospheric currents will pluck out a long tendril of water vapor and funnel it toward the West Coast. This vapor plume will be enormous, hundreds of miles wide, more than 1,200 miles long, and seething with ferocious winds. it'll be carrying so much water that if you converted it all to liquid, its flow would be about 26 times what the Mississippi River discharges into the Gulf of Mexico at any given moment. And what he's saying here, it's a series of atmospheric rivers that it could rain here for 30 days and rain hard. And it would really test the levees, the dams, and everything else in the California system.
All right. That's what he thinks.
And I mean, they say the chances are 1 in 50. If climate change continues and these temperatures continue to rise, even slowly, it'll be a 1 in 30 chance.
Okay. Which means it would be a 29 out of 30 chance it doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. Or the hills around Los Angeles could get nearly 2 inches of rain an hour. So you're going to have to build a different kind of bunker, I'm thinking. Or a boat? I don't know. An ark?
I got to test to see if our basement floods.
Basement's not a good place to be in with flooding. I'm going to tell you that right now. You want to be up high.
Now, all right, here's the thing. Did this guy get some kind of grant to do this research?
You know, I have to look into that. I don't know. All I know is the story came from a study, and I think it was partly out of UCLA or maybe all out of UCLA.
From what I have read is, if you're doing climate research, you aren't allowed to research anything other than global warming, climate change, disaster. If you do any kind of research that pushes back on what the cult says, then you're out of business. You don't get the money. Like if you apply for research, you got to tell them what you want to do and what you want to find. And if you tell them that you have a hypothesis that global warming isn't so bad, there's actually global cooling going on, blah blah blah, whatever angle, right? Could be a legitimate angle.
But if
it runs counter to whatever the cult says, you get no financing.
Daniel Swain is a climate scientist at UCLA. He prepared the new study with Xuying Huang of the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. Those are the people responsible for the story that you saw in both the New York Times and the LA Times about the megastorm. So we'd have to look into
where'd they get their money from? Because
Daniel L. Swain, a climate scientist at UCLA. He's the main researcher.
You know, people talk about storms that are 1 in 500 years, 1 in 1,000 years.
Yeah, this one's it's been a couple hundred years or something like that, I think it said.
Well, except they do happen occasionally, and we don't have the records to know whether they would happen twice in 1,000 years or 3 times in 1,000 years. Just every once in a while, fluke circumstances can create a long rainy period. I remember first winter after we moved here, it rained 14 days straight. Not heavily every day.
Yeah, I remember that too, right?
Yeah.
That was the El Nino.
It was an El Nino. So, I mean, there have been 40-inch rains in the winter here in L.A. and really lasting from, November to March. And there have been 4-inch winters. So maybe in the next 50 years, there's one chance out of 50 we might have one of these. It's like, what are you going to do? Again, there is no changing our lifestyle. There's no changing our our industry. There's no changing India, China, the whole bit. There's no changing this. So if we're going to get a big one-month storm, then I guess, we're going to get a big one-month storm. They're never going to build the infrastructure to handle this. And who knows whether there is an infrastructure to handle something like this. Maybe you just get the big flood, it washes out some homes and neighborhoods, and you got to rebuild. Just like after an earthquake, after a tornado. You know, you're living on a very lively planet. Every once in a while, maybe your town gets zapped.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about this I have found to be true the last couple of years is whatever little rain that we've gotten, sometimes we get in such a big clump. I remember back in December last year, we got like a nasty amount of rain fell in a short time. That's what they say is happening now with the climate. That even though we're not getting as much rain, when we get it, it's just going to be a tremendous dump.
It happened, here you go, out of the LA Times story, 1861, 1862.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Intense storms hammered the state for 45 days and dropped 36 inches of rain on Los Angeles. So much water fell, it was impossible to cross the Central Valley without a boat.
But that wasn't a climate change era.
Well, So, except because these things happen naturally. They just happen. They always have. It's like the other day I was saying, you know, they had a 200-year drought in the year 850 to 1050. And then 50 years later, they had another 200-year drought into the 1400s. It's a normal drought, and it could go 200 years or 3 years. Or you can get 36 inches of rain in a month and a half. Things just happen. They always have happened. You don't need human beings living an industrial life to make crazy weather. That's what the earth is about.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
L.A. County Deputy D.A. John Lewin will join us after 4 o'clock. We'll get his reaction to the announcement from the L.A. County Registrar of Voters that the signature threshold to put a recall of L.A. County D.A. George Gascon has not been met. It will not be on the ballot unless there's some successful legal challenge. That's what we face. Probably another 2.5 years of George Gascon as the L.A. County District Attorney. There won't be a general election again for that position until November of 2024.
Dark days, dark times.
Oh, by the way, we'll also update you. They arrested a third person. This was a bit of a surprise over the weekend in the shooting death of that off-duty Monterey Park police officer in Downey, who apparently was an attempted robbery. And when he tried to pull away, he was shot dead by the main suspect. A 17-year-old was also arrested, supposedly behind the wheel of the getaway car. But now a third person. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. We were just talking about the megastorm story, which has made big news in both the El Segundo Times and the New York Times. It's research out of UCLA that we could have 30 days of heavy rain here in California, what they call atmospheric river after atmospheric river, and we all drown. Although the story does say we'd probably have a few days' notice as it's forming, coming in from Hawaii.
So we could all run for the mountains?
We can flee, yeah.
Run for the deserts?
Run for another place in the country.
I mean, they run these stories, again, just to get, you know, get thousands of people to give them their hits to sell their advertising. I mean, I have seen in the last week, you know, monkeypox scare story. They got a polio scare story. Now here comes the megastorm scare story. Oh, wait, a couple days ago was the drought scare story. It's just, you remember, like, they used to have TV movies and it used to be like disaster of the week kind of programming. And that's what it is now. They're just programming, you know, market tested disasters. What will people read about? Why, you know, illnesses and natural disasters will get people to read.
There's a new poll out from the Associated Press, and it actually reveals that people aren't as concerned about climate change as they were just a few years ago. They actually are less concerned about how much climate change affects them personally, and they don't necessarily believe their personal choices make any difference.
There you go.
35% of U.S. adults said they're extremely or very concerned about the impact of climate change, but that's down from 44% in August of 2019. So just 3 years ago, it was 9%
you know, the thing
higher.
Is, nothing happened in these people's lives to get a 44% rating a few years ago. Nothing. They didn't experience any severe climate. It was just manipulation by the news media and activists and politicians, many of whom are in it to make money or get votes or, you know, to sell clicks online. They've all got a motivation to scare you, and for a while this stuff works. It's like I said before, you call people racist and it has an effect on their voting patterns or what they're willing to put up with when they start emptying the prisons. Same thing here. Don't you care about Mother Earth? Don't you see we're killing the planet? We're overheating the planet? And people feel guilty. And then a few years go by and nothing happens. It's like, maybe they were hyping it. Maybe they were just trying to get money out of me.
Only half said their actions have any effect on climate change.
A person's action.
Eventually, they found a researcher later in the article said, well, that could be true, but they believe there needs to be a collective approach. Of course, you can feel like whatever you do makes no difference, but we all have to work together on this.
How about this as an absolute fact that no one can dispute? There is nothing that I do that has any effect on the climate. And if you're listening right now, there is nothing that you do that has any effect.
It has affected none of us. All of us together here in California have no effect on the climate. None. Zero. Impossible. If you think you do have an effect, you're delusional. You probably need some kind of psychotherapy because you are a tiny little speck in the universe. Not even a speck. You're insignificant. You're worthless. You don't matter. You certainly can't affect the global climate. It's impossible. I mean, it doesn't matter how many, you know, whatever you try to recycle and whatever kind of emissions you try to control out of your car and this and that, it's zero effect. You're just trying to be part of the cool kids. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, and it only has an effect if the bigger countries in the world are doing it. China, India, that's not happening. So, you know, we begin with California and all its efforts over the years, and now even the United States won't make a difference.
People are getting hosed and hoaxed for their tax money. That's really the beginning and end of it. There's so many people getting wealthy on green tech, green industries that are financed by tax dollars. They're politically connected. The politicians get a cut in the form of political donations. It's a racket, like the homeless racket, the high-speed rail racket, you name it. It's a racket. And people, because they're easily manipulated, fall for it. Like they're easily manipulated about letting prisoners out or indulging the homeless on the streets. There's money in all these industries for the people who are in the industries. And they use you as the financing source. Pay more taxes for high-speed rail. Pay more taxes for the homeless. Pay more taxes now for green energy. And you do.
When we come back, we'll talk again about the announcement from the LA County Registrar of Voters that they have rejected the recall effort against George Gascon. More coming up.
John and Ken Show and Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.